Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened at record highs this morning, continuing their upward movement ahead of a key meeting tomorrow at the Federal Reserve. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And what's expected from the Fed?
Not a lot, I have to say. This is going to be one of those snoozer of a meetings, because really what we know is that the economy is growing, but it's not growing very quickly. We also know that inflation remains tame. And put on top of that, these two storms, which definitely will shave some growth, the pace of growth down for the third quarter. And I think that means the central bank's going to sit tight, 1 to 1.25%. That's where short-term interest rates are right now. And I think that for most investors, they believe the Fed could be done for the entire year. And that's a surprise. I think a lot of people thought we'd get one more rate increase before the end of 2017.
Well, is that what's driving the market higher, is people think the Fed won't be raising interest rates so quickly?
Well, I think that if you look at the combination of low interest rates, and then you see quarterly profits of companies in the S&P 500, really a bit stronger than most had expected, and essentially not a lot happening even on the fiscal side. We're not counting on tax changes right this second, but maybe they'll get something. I think that that's a sign to investors that the status quo is where we are. We do see stock valuations a little bit richer, but I can't say there's a ton of folks who are saying that things are so overblown that a crash is coming. Of course, that's when a crash usually comes.
Exactly. We also may hear from the Fed in the next couple of days about how they're going to unwind their $4.5 trillion portfolio. They bought a lot of bonds during the financial crisis.
Yeah, I think that's something that investors are prepared for. Janet Yellen and other Fed officials have been talking about. This is called balance sheet normalization, which is how you can sound so cool at your October parties that are going to be coming up. And what it really means is the Fed bought all of these bonds to help boost the economy, as you said, during the financial crisis, during the recession, and during the recovery period. Now all these bonds have to come off. Now, the first thing they're going to do is they say, oh, we're not reinvesting the interest. And then slowly but surely, they're going to start pulling those bonds down. It's not going to be something that's crazy and quick. I think the market is sort of saying, look, Janet Yellen is a dove. That means she tends to do things pretty slowly. She doesn't want to upend the status quo. That's probably good for markets. Another reason why people believe that the stock market is the place to be right now.
One of the things that has moved the stock market and has led to a couple of big drops in the Dow over the last few months has been worries about North Korea. Now, President Trump is going to make an address at the UN tomorrow. Is that likely to rattle the markets in any way?
You know, the president always has a shot at rattling everyone, including the markets. And I think that depending on the rhetoric, we're going to see some action. Now, listen, it's really important to remember that when you look at the Federal Reserve's point of view, when you look at the investor point of view, it's through a lens of understanding that not everything said by the president is what is actually going to happen. So the most important thing that I can say is, regardless of what occurs in the next few days, whether it's the Fed, the president, or geopolitical tensions in some other area of the world, please don't abandon your financial game plan. Stick to it. Don't go crazy here.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.